That's because I just get a little wild and it's time for a snack break.
Caitlin, I have a interesting question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
What was the worst piece of advice you received when you first started climbing?
Ooh, I have to pick one. Okay, I'm not going to say who said this to me. I'll tell you in confidence after we get through the episode, Lauren.
I can't wait.
Someone told me, oh, this made me so mad. Okay. Someone told me when I'm putting my feet on like footholds, you just have to place your foot on it. Like you just place it.
What? Like, why were they like, in what context was this advice being given to you?
Like it was a slopey foot. And I was like, is there a way to make it easier? And they said, you just have to place your foot on it.
That's like you just, this is the you just folded in of rock climbing. Like,
you fold in the cheese.
Fold in. What does that mean?
The lid.
Fold it in. You just fold it in. What does it mean to fold? David, you just fold it in. David. Like, you were like, hey, what's a good way to like place my foot better on this? And the person was like, you just put it on there.
Well, literally, like, you know that episode with on SpongeBob too, where they're
like the lid.
No, Patrick, the lid. I was like this. And they were like, no, place it. Just place it. And I was like, for fuck's sake, what are you saying?
I'm screaming. That's really funny.
Literally took me. I kid you not. I found online, I can't remember if it was like a climbing mag article or maybe it was like WikiHow, but it was like how to place your feet on holds. And I
know what you're talking about. It's
good.
It has like really
it's
good
so
illustrations.
Good. It's like the physics of like you press your heel down. And I was like, okay, I had to get mansplained how to place my foot on a fucking hold. And they didn't even mansplain it 100%.
No, like if you're going to mansplain, at least be right. God, oh, that's very funny. I love that. That's excellent.
Oh my God. I would actually love learn. Same question for you. Do you have anything?
Speaking of, if you're gonna mansplain, at least be right.
Oh, no.
My favorite piece of advice that I got was this is very funny. Okay, so my favorite thing was that I was telling someone that like I had a few. I was telling someone at the gym that like some of my friends were gonna take me climbing outside for the first time. In the Red River Gorge, and I was so excited. And he was like, well, did you know that if you go climb outside, you have to lead climb and you can't top rope? He's like, so do you know how to lead climb? And I was like, well, no, not yet. Like, I don't know
that's
that. I think I climbed for like 3 months.
There.
And I'm just like, that's not true. Like, it's just straight up, like, what? I don't know. And then I remember
Wrong.
Like, when they were like, that's no, like, no, what? Like, you don't have, like, what? It's just, and for anyone that hasn't climbed outside that has been told that or something like that, you do not have to lead when you go outside. You don't. Your friends can put up a top rope for you outside and you can get a feel for climbing on a rope outside without having to take the risk of lead falls. That's totally fine and extremely normal. But anyways, that got me all stressed out about outdoor climbing and made me, like, very afraid. And just a whole bunch of nonsense, and it's very funny. But again,
it's fun to unpack years later. Love that.
Right. Yeah. Please don't do that. Okay, amazing. Well, hello, listener. You're listening to the Average Climber Podcast. I'm Lauren. I'm a certified personal trainer and climbing coach, and I'm here with my lovely friend, Caitlin.
I'm Caitlin, and I am a certified nutrition specialist for the climbers.
Woo! So Lauren, all right. So,
intro, give us an idea of what we're actually talking about today based on this question that you let us in with.
Okay, so the reason, so what we're talking about today is how to actually help your friend who just got into rock climbing. So a lot of times we like to take our friends, teach them to climb so that they can become climbing friends, which is a very fun process. But
friends
sometimes,
or partners.
Friends or partners.
Listen yes. carefully if you've ever tried to do this and it didn't work.
Yes, exactly. So sometimes, you know, everyone's very, you know, if you're trying to like get your friend into your hobby or like have someone have a good time as they get into rock climbing, there's some things to do that are going to make you a good mentor and some things you can do that would be perhaps more, perhaps unproductive. And you wouldn't be aware.
That's a really so, nice way to put it. Also, let's be honest. Most people who, when they start climbing, absolutely love it. Like, they get into it really fast. So,
yeah.
There's, like, not a whole lot you absolutely have to do to,
no.
like,
help
really get them in. And you can make it fun and not terrible for...
Yeah. So, like... And not that when you're... helping your friend get into climbing that you're acting as a coach, but there are going to be times that like you're going to feel like a mentorship role and you're going to be giving advice and your friend that is new to climbing is for sure going to ask you for advice because they want help and they're like new to a thing. So this is me trying to arm the climbing population with better advice so that when they are getting their friends into climbing that the newer climbers can have a better time and you can feel like you are doing a good job helping your friend in a long-term okay. effective way. So I've got five
Love
tips
it.
For you.
So, all right, Lauren, let's hear number one. Are these in order, by the way?
These are not in any particular order at all. So
okay.
I just came up with
okay,
five.
Great.
Okay.
All right, let's rip. Let's go.
All
number
right.
one.
All right. So the first tip is don't tell them everything. Treat them with
Weird.
The same
what a concept.
Do you want beta respect as everyone else. And the other thing is too, like maybe if you're listening to this, you don't even remember what your first day rock climbing was like, but like your first like few months of climbing are honestly like really overwhelming. And what makes me want to like scream and like kick and like get the like little stage cane out whenever anyone I'm like watching someone like you know what I mean like the stage cane where you just like get yanked off the stage like sometimes
yes.
I want to just like have that at the gym and when I watch someone like teaching their friend who's new to climbing I just want to be like ah! and just be like hello I have replaced your friend they are yelling 14 things at you while you are on the wall it is very overwhelming yep. for you clearly and you're not having fun while they do this and I know friend you are just trying to help and you're also watching your friend who's new to climbing do like 18 to 25 dumb things at one time and you're like whoa there's a lot to fix here but like you just gotta let them learn like so stop you don't tell them everything don't give them all the answers don't overload them with like a bunch of advice all at once like wait for them to ask you and also give them the opportunity to figure shit out for themselves. Like, it'd be better for them to, like, struggle more in their first few months of climbing than for you to just, like, spoon-feed them everything and then for them to become people that are, like, really dependent on other people, like, giving them beta.
Hmm.
So,
that's a good point.
Before you give advice, ask, do you want help? Do you want beta? And, like, if they always ask you for beta, like, they're, you know, I remember this happening to me where, like, I used to be so self-conscious about my climbing that, like, I didn't feel like I could go bouldering by myself. Like, I always wanted to be going with a friend, but, like, that was dumb. Like, if I could have just been more independent and been, like, I'm fine figuring out rock climbs by myself, I will go to the gym by myself. Like, that would have been really helpful earlier on in my climbing career. So you don't want someone to become,
yeah.
like, dependent on other people's beta. So please treat them with the, do you want beta? Respect. And then also if they're constantly being like, yes, of course I want beta, also be like, I think maybe don't like, and you know, just, and that's something you can tell them too. Like it's important to learn to figure out rock climbs for yourself. Like try not to be told what to do all the time. Like, yes, your first couple times going climbing, you're probably going to be like, I want some information, but like less is more in the opening stages of someone climbing. And like, they're like, people are smart. You can like ask them like, what do you think needs to happen? Or like looking at that hold, do you think it's going to be easier to grab that with your right hand or your left hand? Yeah. And that brings me to point number two, actually.
Wait.
Which is, yeah.
Question before
yes.
you get there, because this might be part of number two, but okay. I want to ask you this first.
Okay.
Where does jargon fit in here?
Ooh.
Like climbing jargon. I have an anecdotal story that I will share at the opportune time.
Okay.
Because jargon really felt like a huge setback for me.
Okay. I haven't had to like teach someone climbing jargon in a long time, but I feel like my opinion on it would be like teach vocab words as they come up and as you're discussing beta, like teach them in context.
I don't think it
would be helpful if I was like, I mean, it's like learning a language, right? Like you don't roll up to day one of Spanish class and get handed 1,000 vocabulary words with no context and just go like, hey, go memorize these. Like that's not a good way to like learn new terms.
Right.
So I would like introduce terms and jargon like as you're doing it. And a lot of the terms like make sense, like side pull. You pull it sideways. Bada bing, right? Like some of them are easy. Mm-hmm. And then like, I don't know, crimp. It makes sense. That word just
but
makes
like,
sense.
Gaston,
but you
don't dino, like those are things that I just was like, what? Like someone would be like, okay, you want to do this? Here's your beta. And I was like, I don't know half of what
I don't know those
said.
Words. That's a really good point. Like try to, if you're going to use a new word, explain the meaning of the word and actually explain it because it's going to get real cringe in a big hurry when someone thinks they know the definition of dino and then 3 months later you're like,
can I?
You're saying it. That's not
right.
Can I
tell you a really
yes.
sad, embarrassing story then before you go
absolutely.
On to number two, because
yes.
I feel really, really strongly about this. So I was going on like a second or third date and we went out on a climbing date.
Fuck.
And they were like,
go on.
Oh, there's some really cool dinos out at this place. Do you want to
oh,
go?
No.
I was like, sure. I was like,
you're
are
like,
we climbing
I'm going
fossils?
Fossil hunting. Wait, really?
I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. What the fuck is a dino? I have no idea. I was like, are we climbing on literal fossils or like,
did you
and we
ask?
Get there and I was like, okay, well, no, no. No.
Did
I was
Google?
Like, no, I literally, oof, people pleasing. I'm really working on it. But me as the person who was like, okay, A, don't want to be stupid. B, just want them to feel like they're understood. So we get there and I'm like, okay, there are clearly no fossils here. Got it. But like the climb looked really like big scale like. So I was like, oh, maybe these are like, the scales.
It's like it looks like dinosaur scales.
Exactly. So it took me literally the whole day. I was like, I still don't understand what a dino is. Eventually I did ask and I was like, oh, so you weren't dinoing.
Oh my God, Caitlin, that's amazing. Yeah. Also, if someone also newer climbers, if you're listening to this, if someone uses a word you don't understand, it's like very okay to be like, hello, I just started this a few months ago. I actually don't know what
right.
that means.
Correct.
And it's
yeah,
totally
just
fine.
Ask. Don't cringe like I did. And the person did not make me feel bad at all. Like
that
I think
is
they
good.
Actually were like, they were like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like I did not realize. But if someone does make you feel bad for not knowing,
then
like,
fuck
I've
them.
Seen some,
they're not
oh
cool.
my God.
Don't climb
truly,
with them.
I've seen some really ick things happening at Crags near us lately where like you can tell there's a very new person there and like the person they're with is just like, ugh, I can't believe you don't know that. I'm like, well,
yeah.
did you give them an encyclopedia glossary vocab book for Christmas? No? Okay, well,
yeah.
then you don't have any right to be like this at all.
Yeah. Yep.
Ever.
No, that's
okay.
really rude. Yeah, and those people, if they like make you feel bad for being new, maybe just run away. And fine.
Maybe listen
to
our climbing partner episode about what we
yes.
look for.
Yes. True. Very true. Love
okay.
that. Okay.
Number two, Lauren. Sorry to derail us that
no.
much, but.
Okay. No, that story rules. That's so funny. And I love that. Okay. So kind of alluded to this earlier, but number two is like, if they do want beta, and this is something that I do as a coach all the time, and not that you have to become like a master of asking good questions as a coach, but like, okay, side note, a good climbing coach that's teaching you movement, especially in person, I hope they're asking you more questions than directing you what to do. I would say that if a coach is spending more time telling you what to do and not enough time asking you to help you figure it out, I would find a different coach.
So you mean like if they're demoing it and they're like, you just do it like this. That's right, like right. A red flag? Like,
yes. Mm, yes. If they're doing it like all the time. It also depends on like where, you know, there's different sure. layers to this, but I do.
Totally.
If it's like a one-on-one coaching session, a good coach that actually gives a shit about you learning to like independently like figure things out is going to be asking you like more questions than, you okay. know, in like helping you in the process of figuring it out. That is like the goal of a good coach, is to like That's ask really good know. Questions so that you can figure it out yourself. And sometimes like there's a time and a place for coaches. Learning to be a good coach is all about like learning when you need to give the climber feedback and learning when you need to ask a really good question so that they can get to the answer themselves. And learning when to do that is, you know, part of what being a good coach is. But if you want to kind of give your friend that experience, if they do want beta, try asking them questions to help them figure it out instead of just telling them the answers. So like some examples would be like, I don't know, like, why do you think you fell off of that move? Or what felt hard about that? Or what hand do you think would be easier to grab that hold with, right or left? Or like, do you remember where your foot was when you went for that move? And sometimes they're going to be like, no. So like, ask good questions to try to like, let's say, just for like ease of example, let's say someone keeps grabbing like a side pole that's clearly like a left-handed side pole and they keep doing something fucking weird, like reaching it with their right hand. Yeah. You know, like you do weird shit when you're learning to climb, right? And so right. you're, instead of being like, hey, switch your hand, you could be like, hey, what do you think would happen if you grabbed that with your left hand instead of your right hand? Like, what might be, you know, how might that be different than grabbing it with your right hand? Or like, how could that change the way you do the next move? Like, don't, you know, and you can make things, sometimes I'm really obvious with the questions I ask, but like, it's still a question and they're still going to have to like trust themselves to be like, oh, it's this. But yeah, like, you can give beta by asking good questions instead of giving beta just by giving feedback. So like, you know, and it's really hard. Like learning to be a good coach is also partially like letting people struggle and like letting the struggle happen and not relieving the struggle too soon. And that's hard to do when you just want to help. But yeah, right. So that's something to think about. Like you don't have to become a masterful coach, but man, if more people that were mentoring their friends in climbing spent more time asking them good questions and less time giving them the answers, a lot of people would also learn how to climb better a lot faster. Yeah.
Also, though, like, this is something that my husband and I really talk about. Like, we absolutely can't stand when people are like, you do it this way, you have to do it this way, or do that.
Because you don't. It's fucking rock climbing. You're supposed, like, there's different ways to do it.
Yes. Exactly. Like we're all, we can climb how we climb them.
Yes.
Sure, there might be a more obvious way, but like I would rather work through beta or talk through beta than have it told to me. So like sometimes I would like options, but like it drives me bananas when people are like, well, no, that's it. And it's like, well, you don't, like, you're not taking me into consideration. I'm not a 6-foot man.
Yeah. Yeah, and also I just, like never asked. Yeah, like,
yeah.
Yes. So,
yeah,
yes.
So very different.
Okay.
Anyway.
So that's number two, is try asking questions to get them to figure out beta or figure out what they're doing wrong instead of always feeding them the answers. Yeah.
Correct.
There we have
okay.
it.
Okay. Love that. What about number three?
Number three, this one's very quick and easy, but just, like, be encouraging and foster self-trust in your friend. That's like the biggest thing you can do. What I feel like happens a lot is someone becomes like overly dependent on like their mentors or the people that are teaching them to climb, and then they don't feel like they can trust themselves or like trust
yeah.
their own decisions in climbing. Like, and that's why and that kind of goes back to what I said in number two, that's why asking them questions to help them figure it out, that's going to help foster the development of like self-trust and belief in their own decisions versus you just telling them what to do. So those kind of go hand in hand, but like your goal should be helping your friend feel confident and like they can make decisions for their climbing on their own. And you're going to want that because you don't want a climbing partner that feels like you're parenting them.
Oh my God.
Or
no,
having to be in
that.
Charge. Like you don't want that. That's not what you want.
No, definitely
yeah.
not.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's number three.
I think that makes sense. That's pretty clear, straightforward. I love it. What about number four?
Okay. Number four should seem obvious, and I think some people are going to be naturally better about this than others, but, like, in terms of, like, the fear factor of climbing, there's kind of, like, two ways this can go. Like, don't be a dick about your friend being scared. That's not helpful. Don't be like, no. Oh, you're fine. Mm-hmm. Not helpful. Yeah,
oh, okay. Now I feel better automatically.
Yeah, like, thank you so much for you telling me I'm okay.
Thanks for invalidating my feelings. Got it.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Like, also, accidentally traumatizing your friend by, like, pushing them too hard or, like, sending them into a situation where they're going to get, like, really fucking freaked out. Not a good plan. Other things. If they do something that's out of their comfort zone, be happy for them. Like, if they do something where you can tell they got a little freaked out and, like, made it through, don't just be, like, you know, and it might be something that you're like, I can't believe that scared you. That would never scare me. But, like, there was a point where maybe that did scare you. Be encouraging. Mm-hmm. Anytime someone gets out of their comfort zone and is like, cool, I did that, that is a huge win. And, like, you should be supportive of that. Then the other side of this when it comes to, like, fear is don't let the things that you're afraid of or your feelings about a certain climb, like, don't be careful, especially in someone's, like, formative outdoor, you know, like, you don't have, it's the person's responsibility to, like, take things with a grain of salt, but, like, realize that when you're, like, helping people form first impressions about certain climbs, certain whatever, like, they're gonna look up to you and the things you say are gonna matter. So, like, don't let the things you're afraid of and your perceptions become, like, their fears and perceptions. Like, shit, like, you know, someone's like, oh, do you think, and, like, people will do this. Like, I've totally done this where I'm like, oh, do you think that route's going to freak me out? Don't be like, oh, definitely don't climb that. Like, say more objective things, like, where it's like, that part is more run out, or, like, that part, like, give them objective observations if you have information that will help them make a decision, but don't just be like, oh, that's going to freak you out, or you're going to really hate that, don't climb that, or, like, oh my god, that route's so scary, never climb it, or that thing's super sandbagged, like, don't get on it. Like, stop letting, like, yeah, don't let your drama infect your friend that's trying to learn, because that kind of sucks, too. Yeah.
That's such a,
like,
good
your
point,
fixed
though,
mindset, like, drama yeah. is not going to be helpful for your friend that needs to, like, learn. Like, keep that shit to
figure
yourself.
Figure that out in therapy with your therapist yeah. you pay for.
Yeah, but- exactly. So... That's my thing. Like, be mindful of your narratives around what's scary, and also be mindful of just, like, not minimizing people's experience of, like, being scared and getting through a thing. Like, just be smart and, you know, realize that you can make an impression and just be aware of that. So that's my two cents.
Yeah, I think that's a good reminder, because I've definitely been in that situation before, probably on both sides.
Yep.
Actually, I know I've been on both sides, and I think no matter the outcome, it's usually not great. So.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think I probably made this mistake. Like, this is not me saying, like, I look back and I'm like, oh, like, when I was a super, like, fearful rock climber, I thought I was, like, being helpful by other people that seemed like they were kind of intimidated by being like, oh, yeah, that one's scary as fuck, don't do that. But, like, I that, you know, looking back, I'm like, eh. That wasn't my finest work, but you know what? Everyone's 21 sometimes. So, like, shit happens. But yeah, just, like, be mindful of fear yeah. and all of that in climbing, because that's definitely, like, a big part of it too. So there we go. 100%. That's number four.
All right. Well, let's round us out with number five then.
Okay. Number five is that it's really okay to not want to need to be in mentor mode all the time. Like, that's super fine. You mentoring someone in climbing, or you, like, getting a friend into climbing, that's, like, really nice of you. You don't have to do that. Like, I think it's nice. I think it's good. You probably had mentors when you got into climbing. But please, please set boundaries for yourself. Like, if you feel like you're always in mentor mode whenever you're with them at the gym, like, it's okay to be like, hey, I need to, like, pop my headphones in and just go, like, jam out over on the moonboard for a little bit, or, like, you know, whatever it is you might be doing. Because if you're mentoring someone to be independent and self-reliant, then it's not going to be that much of a problem to be like, I need to go right. set some boundaries. Or like, if they're coming outside with you, but, you know, maybe someone's, like, not as skilled as other people in your group, be like, hey, you got to figure out stuff that you think you can climb, but there are going to be times where we're at a crag that's like not going to accommodate like everyone's skill level, and you're going to need to be chill with that if you're going to like come on the trip, right? Like, it's not like, it's okay to be like, you're coming and we're going to like, you know, be team players, but also like, I'm not tour guiding you all weekend. Like some right. weekends you like might want to do that stuff. Like, you know, like I had a weekend in Lander last summer. It was so fun. I got to like tour guide like 10 people around Lander. I like sprayed a bunch of people down and I got to like get a bunch of people to like flash this 12A, and it was so fun. But you know what I didn't do on that day? Try to do any rock climbing for myself. I was like, I'm gonna do yeah. my project the day before, I'm gonna get worked, it's gonna be my rest day, and then I'm gonna be tour guide Lauren, and it's gonna be super fun. So like, set boundaries and do shit that makes sense for you, because just because you're like mentoring someone doesn't mean that like your goals and what you want to climb doesn't matter anymore. So it's okay to not want to be in mentor mode all the time. Set some boundaries. Listen to our Kelsey Keitel episode if you're bad at setting boundaries. And like, know that yeah. it's okay to not want to be like a super helpful tour guide princess of love and light and angelicness all the time.
Like, yeah, you can do that so, all the time.
Yeah, you need Wish to climb for you sometimes too. So
yeah. Well, so let's just recap real quick, Lauren.
Yes.
5 quick tips. I actually think I want to make this into a motivational poster. Anyway.
So it should be like on climbing gym walls next to the climbing is dangerous poster.
Oh my God. Yeah. If you bring your best friend / prospective date here, yeah. here's what you need to know.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So number one, definitely don't tell them everything. Ask them if they want beta and give them the same respect, as you would maybe, climber that has more experience. If they do want beta, make sure you give them the opportunity to let them figure it out by asking them questions versus just telling them answers. And then when you do go climbing with them, you want to make sure that you encourage them, help them foster self-trust. Also, you don't want to be a dick about big, scary feelings. That's a really
yeah. Don't be a dick about don't things that feel dick. Scary. And then also yep. don't be, you know, don't let your fears color, you know, keep yep. some of your fears to yourself, or share them in a way that doesn't intentionally freak out your friend.
Right. Be objective about
yes,
things that
your observations
might be
and risks.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. And then also, it's okay to set boundaries and not always be in mentor mode, but just let your climbing partner know that if they're coming with you, and you want to make sure that you also have a good day. So,
yep, 100%.
There
so,
you have it.
There's our
anything else?
No, I think about it. These are definitely the things that I want to like scream at people when I want to get my like stage out and just yank them away. Sometimes
okay,
I like.
I
think I should have business cards at the crag because I see bad mentorship all the time, and I want to be like, hey,
what
you
if
should,
you
should climb with me? Here's my card. This
Here's
person
my card.
Is making
I
me want to
actually
rip my hair out.
I can like picture you literally. Okay, we talked about a motivational poster, but I can literally picture you like rolling out a scroll, like, hear ye. I doth declare 1 through 5 steps of quick tips not to be a dick.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I really do. I think I should have a little business card that's just like, hey, your mentor is being an asshat. If you want to climb with me and have more fun and not feel demeaned at the end of it, here's
oh,
my number.
But
sad that I've seen
fun,
it so
y'all.
Many times.
Come on.
And people are such assholes. Yeah, so I just really hate it. Hopefully, you know, hopefully this doesn't happen to you if you're a newer climber, or hopefully you aren't doing any of these things intentionally. But I did want to offer these tips because I think it's so important. And mentorship is like a key part of the rock climbing experience, I think. And I think if we all just had a few tips from a coach that literally helps people get better at rock climbing all the time, that we could mentor even better. So there you have
For
it.
Sure.
Caitlin, is cool. there anything you would like to tell people about before we wrap this episode up?
Well, as always, rock map, get it. It's free.
Yes.
If you
what
need
does the rock
support-
map help people do?
It helps them.
Tell them.
Tell the people.
Tell them. Like, it's good.
If you're like, I want to make some small changes in my nutrition, I have a feeling there's something off, but I don't really know where to start, and I don't know what my gaps are. The rock map is for you. So in under 20 minutes, or sorry, under 30 minutes, because
unless you're really cooking.
I don't know. Unless you're really cooking. I think for me, I kind of took a little bit of time on it. So I say under 30 minutes, not to be like, oh my God, I have to get this done at 20. No, you don't. This is you choose your own pace. But theoretically, start to finish in under 30 minutes, you can go from confused to having more clarity about what it is that you could work on to improve your nutrition and feel like you have an action plan to take you forward. And yeah, that's about that. In the show notes, Lauren, what do you got going on you want to announce?
Ooh, okay. So actually, I didn't really... Another, my sixth tip, actually. So if your friend has been climbing for like maybe 2 or 3 months and they're like trying to get into it and they want to learn technique better, or if you want to learn a little bit about like different technique concepts that you want for yourself or to help teach your friend, I would definitely do my free fast track movement course.
Ooh,
because I think, okay, yeah. In the spirit of learning things by asking questions, I have some really fun activities where I teach you a thing, but then I ask you questions to make sure that you learn, because I like to embody that philosophy in all the things I do. But yeah, like seriously, if your friend, like I'm thinking of my husband is actually very funny. We like climbed with a friend that was visiting Salt Lake, and it was literally his first day rock climbing, but he had so much fun. He was like, I'm signing up for a gym membership like when I get home, and like all this stuff. And Mike was like, oh, Lauren, like, should you like send him that free course? Like, I think he would benefit a lot. And I was like, yes, but not yet. It's gonna be like a little bit too much. Like, it's literally just day one and he just needs to like go climb some stuff. But then like, you know, I think we're coming up on like 2 or 3 months at this point, so I should be sending him that soon. But that's like the perfect time for people to like start learning these concepts. And also, I think if you haven't ever like formally learned about climbing technique, there's probably some stuff in there that you're gonna be like, oh, I did not know that. So I would check it out. It's totally free and you can get it at the link in our show notes, and that is the fast track movement course. Or you can go to goodsprayclimbing.com/fast-track and you can get it there, but the link is in our show notes, obviously. Yeah, and that's
sick.
That's about it. Tight. Okay, well, I think we can wrap it up there. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode, and if you're a mentor, hopefully you feel empowered to really crush it mentoring. Sending you all the good luck. And I hope you make some dope climbers out of your friends and you guys have a ton of fun together. So sick. All right, well, until next time, everyone,
keep it
average.